Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bang.
Vincent the Bang.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Of Disorderly Conduct. Very special Monday edition. Well, it's a case of the Mondays. Because I got serious guff for doing a Mac Dre Monday last time. I raked over the coals for doing that, so. It's just case of the Mondays. Monday, November 19th, 2012. Big ups to the early chit-chatters. Am I Patriot Gregging already? Wait, let me cut out. Alright. For some reason, I Patriot Greg when that music's playing. How's this? I'm working on it. Hopefully tomorrow, by tomorrow, I'm doing some upgrades. So hopefully by tomorrow, my bandwidth will be much better. But thank you, Vagina Wookie. I have a feeling I know who the Vagina Wookie is. And I believe the Vagina Wookie submitted a request. I've got a lot of requests. for music. So we're going to play quite a few tunes tonight. I thank everybody for their requests. Also have a ton of topics. We're going to touch on shower curtains, phone booths, snakes, reptilian aliens, Shadow DXS's puking incident yesterday, Black Friday, pilgrims, and pie, among other things. And whatever topics you want to bring to the table, you call in, you dictate the conversation, and we'll take it from there. Hammurabi would like to discuss the shadow issue. We will certainly get to that. I see him on the phone line. So I'm going to fulfill. Looks like we have Assert MacFags in the building. And she requested some Ravi Shankar. And I was lucky enough to get Ravi Shankar to come into the studio and perform for us in front of the studio audience. So this is just for you, Assert MacFags. A little bit of Ravi Shankar live here in the studio. Let's give it up for Ravi Shankar.
Thank you.
Oh, crap, I was muted. Ravi Shankar, everybody. Ravi Shankar, thank you. Wow. I was fucking... My mind is blown. Let's go to the phone lines. I think we might have Assert with us now. What's up, Assert?
Hey.
So you were you just got your request fulfilled. How do you feel now?
Hold on. Hi, I feel great. That was amazing.
Yeah, me too.
Don't you feel like invigorated? Like that shit is something special.
Very, very relaxed.
But you don't feel like invigorated.
And yet invigorated at the same time.
Good, because
no, I'm fired.
Invigorating peace.
That was a fucking jam. No, that totally fired me up.
Okay, good. That's what pot is like, apparently.
That's what I hear.
My roommate just came in and was like, "Yo, that's what pot is like."
Nice. Yeah.
And because I've never smoked pot before.
I find that hard to believe. Never even tried it once.
No, I've always been straight edge.
Really? Total straight edge.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I drank a 40 like once when I was in high school, but that was about it.
Are you into straight edge music?
I like that one band that was
Minor Threat.
Straight Edge. Yeah. Minor Threat and Fugazi.
Yeah.
Them shits are solid.
Yeah.
You don't sound too enthused about them. What's your deal? What's your deal, Ben?
Dude, my deal is I'm just getting the show warmed up here. I was very, very inspired by that song, and I'm ready to rock and roll. Hello?
You're lying. You're a liar.
Oh, my God. Again, more baseless accusations from Assert. What I've come to expect.
Well, I know that you're quashing the facts about enjoying that song.
Wait, you think I didn't enjoy that song?
No, of course you did. But you're feigning.
I'm feigning
the quash.
I have no intentions of quashing right now.
Okay.
Yeah, this show will be quash free. At least on my end. I can't speak for anybody else. There might be some people that call in and do some quashing. I can't control that.
Well, I know you're probably going to get raided by the Ruffle League.
Probably?
Not positive here, but they might have you on the radar.
Oh, like I haven't been already? they basically invaded my show for the last 2 weeks.
You've had the highest ratings yet.
To be honest, the highest ratings I got was the anti-brony episode. Well,
yes.
highest I've gotten since I returned from my latest hiatus.
You went on hiatus.
Yeah, I take time off from BTR because it gets a little overwhelming after a while.
Faggot.
Okay. Hey, let's bring on Hammurabi's code. He wants to talk about Shadow DX puking. Hammer, what's going on, bro? Unmute yourself.
Hammy.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about the self-muting shit. Anyhow, how are you guys doing tonight? I know it's been a long day for MacFags, for Mortal Fag Online Boyfriend, just not getting the job done.
I know.
Shadow is apparently pissed because somebody uploaded the video of him not being able to down a fucking 32-ounce beverage. Needed to take 3 or 4 stabs. Like, it was his play school, my first 32. Not 40, mind you, 32. And if anybody's in Florida, I'd be interested in finding out if there's any truth to his claim that 40 ounces don't exist in Florida. Because, personally, I find Florida to be the equivalent of America's taint. It's there.
Florida's rather gauche.
Yeah, it's there, but it's swampy. It stinks. Nobody really wants to go down there. But there's like a ton of hood rich shit. So I gotta imagine there's 40 ounces by the dozens. Nonetheless.
Seriously.
He definitely took his 32 like a bitch. And I think he's pretty upset about it.
Well, he poured it into a glass and then he puked it up.
Oh, no. I don't know how he did the first one because I didn't get to see it, but the second one, he definitely divided into 2 glasses, and then Vince and I were giving him shit about that.
I was cheering him on. I was trying to encourage him. He needs encouragement.
We also have to give him props because he prank called the FBI, which is pretty fucking hilarious. Anyway,
yeah,
he said it.
Did he really?
He did
prank call the FBI, yes.
He was fucking wasted. He didn't
care. Man, I asked later if he was an asshole. I asked this morning if he was an asshole in IRC after he got all fucked up, but and according to MacFags, that's an overwhelming yes. So
yes. He turned into a complete asshole. But, I mean, what else do you expect?
I don't know. You know, that's pretty much his game. It's at this point, I don't think anybody can possibly challenge him for that position.
Nope.
Go ahead.
But he did prank call the FBI, which is fucking A+ LOLs, like, at any standpoint ever.
Yeah, that takes some balls. I'll give him that.
Absolutely.
Somebody was asking for the link to this incredible video.
Yeah, why don't you paste that in the chat room?
I'm about to.
Because you really got to see it. I mean, I play the audio, but it doesn't do it justice. You got to see the video. That's where it's at.
Yeah. Going. No, whoever pointed out that his bottles didn't say 40 gets 3 brownie points for pointing that shit out, because I didn't notice it at first, but then when I saw the neck of the bottle, it couldn't have been clearer. He was cheaping out on the 32s. I think he actually got $50 out of X for doing that shit.
Yeah, no, he gave him fucking money to chug fucking 32-ounce beers.
Shit, the week he couldn't troll or talk shit, I think he made either 100 or 200 bucks.
Yeah, no, he fucking trolled X for tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he gets plus multiple points.
So, what's up with this?
The FBI.
You know, I see there's trouble in paradise. And
what's
about that.
What trouble in paradise? What are you talking
about? Is this too wrapped up in Op Israel to keep you happy, keep you interested? Is he letting the trail go cold?
Me?
I have no. I assume. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What
Op Israel. Op Israel is my brainchild. I pretty much created Op Israel because I run the anonymous hive. I am probably top 3 anonymous ringleaders next to Commander X. Op Israel is pro-Israel, and we support everything that Israel does, and we will DDoS all Israeli servers, along with of Palestine because we are Israel.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to fulfill another musical request. We'll be right back with more calls. I've got Asshurt MacFags and Hammurabi's Code with me. I want to make sure I get to all your requests. If you want to join the panel, we can certainly accommodate you. The number 347-826-7667. You call that number, you press the number 1, and I'll put you on the air. So, without further ado, we're going to take a quick little break here and fulfill a request for via Twitter for Fat Red Dragon, and he wanted to hear some Minutemen. So, let me cue this up here. And this is The Glory of Man. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Vince of the Bay back with Hammurabi's Code, Asshurt MacFags. I'm going to bring on Aaron Socio in just a second. But I want to give some big ups to people in the chat room. Well, some old friends of the show in the building. But I'll just go down the line here. Okay, apparently I'm Patriot Gregging. I don't know what I can do about that. I guess I could call back in on my phone. But here, let me just do this chat roll call, and I'll bring everybody back on. Shout out to Assert Matt Bags, Dougie Doug, Doc Spin, Goofy Bone, a ton of guest listeners, Hammurabi's Code, Norwack, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Saucy Nuts. Saul is on BTR. Pickups to Saul. Long time no see, Saul. Good to see you in the chat room. I don't know, you made some comment. You said, even the music on the show is as boring as a nun sock. It's classic, dude. Welcome back. Who else do we have in here? Stabahamed Al Hugs and Vagina Wookie rounding it out. And so I'm going to bring back on Hammurabi's Code, Asshurt MacFags. Oh, hey, guys, I wanted to ask you before we move on. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Shower curtains. Hammurabi, what kind of shower curtains do you have?
Mine's got a fucking tree on it. It's white and brown.
It's pretty slick,
I'm not going to lie.
What kind of fabric?
Fuck if I know. Cotton?
Okay.
Oh, are you talking about, the inside? That keeps the water from...
Both sides. The whole contraption.
Mine's a 24,000 thread count Egyptian pearl necklace. That's the technical phrase. I just call it a shower curtain.
Yeah.
It's got that plastic thing on the inside and shit.
Got it.
Yeah.
What was the design again?
It has a tree on it.
A tree. Okay. Like a Christmas tree? Like a redwood? What are we talking about here? Oak tree? Maple?
No, I believe it's a fig. I believe it's a fig tree.
A fig tree. Amazing.
Fucking riveting radio right here.
Yes, it is.
This is one of the topics that was submitted to me, so I'm just going off the script here.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah,
what's
this?
You're such a faggot, dude.
Phone booths are also another.
I'm not touching topic. That one. Let's move on to talking shit to Aaron Socio. That sounds like a delight.
Yeah, bring Aaron
Socio
on the line so we can fucking lambaste that fucking
Jew.
Awesome writer.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently earlier today, Assert turned me on to his paste bin, saying he's the greatest writer of all time. And
he's at least top five writer of all time, no doubt.
Yeah. I detected a serious hint of meth head when I started going through it. Good shit.
Sweet. Let's bring on Aaron Socio, shall we?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't know.
We don't have to. You don't want to.
Fuck, it's your show, you retard.
We can play some more music.
God, no.
I don't fucking care.
All right. Aaron Socio, what's going on?
Somebody troll me. Somebody troll me. Come on. I get trolled a lot. Troll me now.
What's your deal with Ginger?
Aaron.
Why are you fucking locking her in goddamn motel bathrooms?
She locked herself in the bathroom.
Bullshit. She said on Twitter you fucking raped her.
Oh, that's even worse. That's
and
even
then
worse.
Locked her in there.
If you would drive someone
that's not
to
true.
Lock yourself into the bathroom, that sounds even worse to
fucking
me.
Fucking rapist.
Well, I had to get evicted from the hotel room I was at this morning by the police. Now I'm in a new one.
Why did you get evicted by the police? Was it for the rape?
I would be in jail if that were the case, wouldn't I?
No, it's Ginger. They don't ever take her seriously. After you have about 9,000 rape calls, they just stop even bothering taking reports.
Be nice.
Hey, I like Ginger as much as the next guy. But this is fun.
So, Aaron, you're probably one of my most favorite internet writers of all time. Can I ask you a few questions, maybe pick your brain a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was gleaning your paste bin earlier. Noticed that some of your tastes were, absolutely brilliant and Glorious. What would you say is maybe the best one, and could you pinpoint exactly why that is?
Between the Devil and the Dragon sums up humanity in a nutshell. We're basically a virus on this planet, and since the Earth is a self-regulating system, that virus is about to be not eliminated, but there's going to be a revolt. Dr. James Lovelock actually has a book regarding this. He was the one who invented this hypothesis about the Earth being self-regulating. The whole end times thing of the Mayans and the Egyptians, and then, of course, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all correlate together and all seems to point to next month being the big, I don't know what you want to call it, solar event.
Absolutely.
End times, changing time. The Earth's going to kind of regulate the virus, I guess. So I always tell people, if you live in a coastal city, you might want to consider moving inland just a little.
Do you really tell people that, though?
Well, they don't believe me, of course.
Human beings don't tell people that.
No capacity to sense grave danger like animals. You know, when a hurricane's coming, animals all run. Human beings just kind of look around and say, whoa, let's get the camera out and film the fucking hurricane and the tornado. That's because we're not intelligent.
Yeah, because we're smarter than the tornado.
Right. A tornado is actually a mathematical process. The entire universe is geometric. Hurricanes and tornadoes.
Well, it's actually, if you studied the lessons of Jean Grey, you would know that the universe is actually a cube. It's actually cubic, based upon cubic time.
Yep.
And you don't even know that.
Well, I know that the universe is geometric. I studied cosmology. I went a step further. But nature also regulates through these things. And it will create all the controls to, I guess, reduce the virus on the planet. Of course, this is all...
But you realize that Jean Grey is the top anti-academic in the world, and he's studied the cubic time and four revolutions in a day for 24 hours, and, you know, all science is based upon a different revolution, and you don't even know.
That goes a layer further than I like to go, because it doesn't have the capacity to solve social problems. It's kind of like going to the atomic level or the chemical level in human beings. It kind of goes one layer further too much, I guess. That's not my area.
So you agree with Jean Grey's theory, though, of the time cube?
I acknowledge
that
all time
is cubic.
I'm not an expert. I mean, space-time is kind of where I kind of draw the line. Stephen Hawking.
Okay. Well, you should check it out, because cubic time is truth, absolute truth, and without this truth, there is no order whatsoever.
You should send it to me. I'd love to. My computer is kind of down since the law enforcement incident, but I'd love to read it.
Yeah, you should write about it. You should post in Taste Bins, because this is some serious fucking truth that needs to happen, or it needs to be heard, and it needs to be articulated in a way that's just profound, and you have that power.
You're familiar with the eight larvals of humans. They won't
absolutely
listen.
Absolutely.
They won't listen. There's no point in educating. It's not a matter of going outside like a herald and yelling it. There's no listening. They don't have the capacity to sense danger.
Absolutely.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Exactly. This is
time cube.
All right, you know what? We're going to mix things up. I got Shmoop on the line. Shmoop, what it do?
Oh, yes, Shmoop. I love Shmoop.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Shmoop. What's up?
Hey, I heard there was some lizard reptilian guy on the line here, and he's got like a 2006 silver Pontiac G6. What's going on with that?
Yep, that's me.
Oh, that's you. That's you. How are you, man? Corey and Tyler, what's up, dude?
What's going on, Shmoop?
Not much, Corey. Aaron Turner, how about you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So, how's been the reptilian guide going?
Well, that's a good topic. I can't wait until that one comes up.
It just did.
It actually did come up right now. So, I'm asking you, how is it being a reptilian guide?
Well, it's tough being the Antichrist. You know, I've written those two books, which basically correlate with the beast from the land and the beast from the sea. Being the Antichrist is a lot of responsibility.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself the Antichrist?
Other people do. At the last hotel I was at, I think they saw
right.
it pretty clear.
Okay, well, Aaron, I actually have another question. You said you were going to come kill me. How close are you to my house?
I never said that. What are you talking about? I wouldn't waste my time with you.
No, you said you were going to come kill me. So, I mean, if you're going to come kill me, let me know. I got my gun ready right here. I'm ready right
in
now.
In what method did I communicate this?
Bring it, bro. Come on.
In what method did I communicate
this? Yeah, I live in Oswego, Illinois, dude. Come on. Let's do it.
In what method did I communicate this?
I live in Oswego, Illinois, dude. Come on. My name is Henry Strader, dude. Come on.
In what method did I make this death threat? Because I don't recall it.
You sound
no, well,
mad.
We need to get to the bottom of your satanic origins.
Are you going to sacrifice Satan, dude?
Satanic origins is more the U.S. military and Israel. That's more your
absolutely.
Satanic origins. I'm more
absolutely.
The Antichrist. Eliminates
right.
all that.
Absolutely. So, Lydia, how do you consider yourself the Antichrist? Are you more of like, are you like the proverbial Antichrist, or are you like, you know, the Antichrist that's seriously the Antichrist?
Well, I'd leave that up to other people to decide. I don't consider myself anything.
So you're full of shit.
He can't be the Antichrist. Obama's
the Antichrist. Let everyone else make this determination. Because the rise of women, end of male domination.
No, but I mean, when you hear the Antichrist, you should be able to, like, articulate your Antichristness.
I don't think that's part of the whole...
That's not part of the whole Antichrist claim book?
No, I don't think that is. I think people are just supposed to figure it out.
Okay. So you're just the Antichrist and that's it.
I don't care if people think I am or if I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I have worked.
Well, no, I mean, there should be an explanation.
You said that you were an Egyptian reptilian god. How did you, how did you make your way in order to being an Egyptian reptilian god? What does one have to do in order to be that?
I think it just kind of happened. Earth is a self-regulating.
This kind of happened to you were born with
this. Shut up, please.
So you No, Roy said that you're very rude. Hold on. So your parents are half reptilian and half Egyptian god? Is that what you're
there's
saying?
There's actually a lot of reptilians out there, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's not like they all.
I mean, if you've read.
No, they're not
if
all.
You've read,
I mean, I'm actually a reptilian too. Have you seen that picture?
You might be. Reptilians are natural born killers. Like, they don't
what?
Fight.
I kind of am.
I don't fight.
Maybe I'm MBK, dude.
BK, that's correct. Natural born killer.
Yeah. You and me.
We don't fight.
Yeah, we do. What are you talking about? Bro, you're not
what
even
kind of
reptilian god.
What
Niggas
kind of reptilian god doesn't live in a house? If I were the Antichrist, I'd have the sweetest fucking house ever. I would sure as shit wouldn't be slumming it with ginger hotel to hotel, getting evicted
from
my bills.
Wait. Yeah, the Antichrist was supposed to be a very influential human being, i.e. somebody high up in the government or corporations, but you're not an influential human being. You're just an asshole on the internet with a fucking psychotic girlfriend.
You'd be surprised who I've just got off the phone with, actually.
Who did you get off the phone with, Corey Aaron Turner?
Well, who I got off the phone with are people from large defense contractors that are going to shut the country down, which is going to make
us
not laugh.
Don't ban us.
Okay. Saul, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, what's going on, Saul? I put those kids in the green room to work things out, and I wanted to see what – I haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I don't think I can get a word in edgewise with these retards right now. They think they're trolling some guy who's just – I don't know. It's another John Bullock kind of thing. And it's kind of boring the balls off of me, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, let's try. Let's try this. We have another caller here. Who just raised their hand? Caller, you just called in. Who is this? What's on your mind?
Hello, this is Tiger.
Tiger, dude, great to have you back, Tiger. What's going on?
Nothing really. Vince, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just curating a, train wreck of a radio show right now. But I'm glad you're here. Enlighten us, Tiger. What's happening?
Not much. We just got back, me and my wife. I decided to call up. I just wanted to see what's going on.
Well, right now we have in the green room basically members of the Russell League trolling Aaron Socio really hard.
What I was going to say is I really don't know what is going on here.
Hey, Saucy Nuts.
I'm talking to my wife. I'm sorry. Hold on.
It's Blog Talk Radio. It's internet radio. Okay? Saucy Nuts.
I'm talking to my wife, Vince. I am sorry for that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Goofy Bone is going to get put on a timeout here. Goofy Bone gets... and Goofy Bone's sock, Buck Styles, gets muted as well. Yeah. Thanks for coming out, Goofy Bone. Any hoot. It's Vince in the Bay. I've got Saul. Saul, are you still BWC for life?
Oh, what's the BWC?
I guess not, then.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough. All right, let's check in with those other kids. Let's see what they're up to. We're going to bring them back on. Tiger, are you there?
This is Tiger.
Tiger, I'm going to bring you just called in. I got Schmook.
Right.
Aaron Socia. Oh, wait, we got another caller. Let's first take this call, and then we'll bring them all back. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. Who is this?
Hey, Vince. It's Neil Rauhauser. How are you?
Hey, Neil Rauhauser. I'm okay. How are you?
Well, good. I was looking at my mentions like yesterday or something, and I saw the City of Flint guy and you talking, and I saw my name come up, and I've been seeing the show name go back and forth and IRC and stuff. And I thought I'd just call in it. So,
that's kind of that.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Neil? You got cut off there at the end.
Oh, I just thought I'd call in and check it out. I mean, you have some interesting people on, you know, some guys I've actually talked to, and I the world's full of boring blog talk shows, and I thought this might be, you know, one of the few good ones. So check it out.
To be honest,
it's interesting to me because I was.
All right. Hang, okay, you know what, Saul, you're getting put on timeout. Neil, it's really hit and miss this show. I've had some really interesting, notable internet e-famous types as guests here on the show, and it's...
Yes, I am actually one of them, actually. I am e-famous.
Yeah, Tiger is a perfect example.
I'm very skilled, Vince.
Yeah, it's an open forum. I just kind of let it ride. And I get all kinds of crazy characters, and I just kind of try to orchestrate it into some sort of exquisite corpse of, you know, just online silliness.
Well, there certainly is a lot of that going around in this season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I bet these kids that I have trapped in the green room right now would be interested in talking to you. Do you mind
ooh,
taking some talks?
Oh, we're gonna let the whole crew in, huh? All right.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm gonna unleash the dogs. Is there anything on your mind tonight? What's going on with you? What's foremost in your thoughts tonight?
I got this weird document at the end of September, and it was basically purported to be insider information from Karl Rove's election operations. And I looked at it and I thought, you know, this is interesting. And the source of it was someone that, you know, not inclined to be dicking around. And, you know, so I looked at it and I read it and I thought about it. And the first week of October, they came back with some stuff and it was like, this is real. There's actually something that's going to happen. And, excuse me. And time progressed and I started talking about it a little bit because, you know, it seemed like they were actually going to do something. And on the 23rd of October, I lined up a visit for these guys with some federal agents in D.C., and we thought it was credible enough that some of the information went around to, you know, some other places in the government. And that was kind of the end of it. But they had said that we should watch very carefully for what happens after the close of the polls on the East Coast. And, you know, lo and behold, at 11:14 p.m., which is precisely the same time when the system broke down in Ohio in 2004 and suddenly all the votes flipped from Kerry to Bush, exactly the same minute, we see Karl Rove freak out on air. And 2 days after the election, a printed letter turned up claiming to be this group, and I think it's authentic. I think it's actually, you know, some of the people who were involved that sent this. And they assert that they knocked the system down on purpose, and they had some sort of access, and they've been coy about technical details, but they locked out the people that were supposed to do the vote flipping for Ohio. And then they're also claiming that they did something to completely interdict the ORCA, get out the vote system. So this is a little bit unusual in the scheme of things, and there's been a lot of curiosity about it. I have a Scribd document that's taken about 200,000 hits in the last, 48 hours or so. And, you know, I'm seeing the particular spread, you know, people are, you know, some people are very excited about it. Others are very skeptical because there aren't any logs or any technical details. And so it's sort of in that initial formative phase. Did I lose you?
No, you didn't. I was screening a couple calls there, but I did catch that. Basically what you're saying is Karl Rove got caught red-handed manipulating votes.
No, there was information early on that they were going to be doing it, and it appears that they have successfully interdicted an election rigging attempt in Ohio.
And has this broken the mainstream news?
You know, I don't think that it's risen to the level of the mainstream news yet, but the blogs have got it. And, you know, there's the level of curiosity there. And I think it will, because it was so obvious that there was something going on with the way Rove was acting. And there's been enough specificity that I think it's going to keep rolling. And, you know, this group was willing to go in and talk to the feds. I mean, this is not a bunch of Scribd kiddies. So I think something's going to come of it, and I'm just not sure what path it's going to follow.
Well, I think there have been multiple incidents well documented about, you know, regarding ballot manipulation. Pretty much every year. I mean, there's always allegations. There's always got to be. I mean, it's a huge country. Think of all the different, if you include state and municipal election results and everything, there's so many different things that could be manipulated, and in different ways. And I don't doubt that it's happened. It doesn't surprise me at all. But even if they did manipulate it, it wasn't enough. They still lost by a good margin.
No, I think they. I think there was an attempt, and if you read it, it indicates that they slipped in at precisely the same moment as the event in 2004, and activated some sort of firewalling that they had added to the systems, so that it was impossible for them to do their intelligent man in the middle, tabulation flipping stuff.
Hmm. Right.
I published the original document, and then I started talking about it October 3rd, and I kind of laid out a little timeline on my blog of when I said things and when I understood that it really was something that was credible. And now we wait.
Excellent. I'm going to bring back some of my callers here. You're welcome to stick around, Neil. I got Hammurabi's
right.
Code, who's been patiently waiting back on hold. Assert MacFags is back.
Neil Rauhauser, how's he going, buddy?
Oh,
Sergio is back. And Shmoop, you're back too.
Yeah, I'm actually on Team Rauhauser. And Team Rauhauser actually consists of me, Doc's Ben, first name Doc, last name Ben, Kelly, and Neil. So, Neil, how are you, man?
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed the name here at the beginning. Who is this?
That's Shmoop. That's Shmoop.
Oh, hey, Shmoop. How's it going?
Going good, man. You?
Good. Just kind of a surreal day with all the stuff that's going on out there.
Indeed.
Neil, I'd like to ask something. This is Aaron Socio.
A.K.A. Corey Aaron Turner.
Okay. We know. I don't care.
Fuck you.
Anyway. Are you familiar with the
CNN? So, Neil, are you saying that Karl Rove stole the election even though it was Obama that won?
No, I'm saying there was an attempt in Ohio and that has been interdicted.
So it's been thwarted by the Democratic powers that be, no?
The corrupt governments.
No, it goes beyond
the government.
Within government.
I'd like to tell you all, it goes way beyond the government. But I know you won't believe
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Aaron Socio knows because he's the Antichrist, and Neil is
Listen. Google CNBC banker
lawsuit. All right,
lawsuit.
So shut the fuck up. We're going to move on.
Google CNBC banker lawsuit. CNBC banker lawsuit. Look it
okay,
up.
Okay, I will Google that.
Children. Look what happened
to
his children.
Go that shit.
I'm going to Google the shit out of that shit. Because I'm really interested in what Aaron has to say. Anyway, back to Neil.
Aaron Socio is not a sociopath.
Look what happened to his children.
He doesn't even know.
CNBC pulled the story. Look what happened to his children and CNBC.
You don't even know about the time cube. What do you know?
Okay, they are going to be arguing about the time cube in the green room. While Neil, you can field. I think Hammurabi has been trying to ask you a question. Go ahead, Hammurabi.
Okay.
I have a question to ask who? Neil?
Yeah, it seemed like you were trying to.
I got a question for Neil.
Go for
I'm really curious about the whole association with Jennifer Emick and all of her magic spells and potions. What did Jen do to you that really just kind of fucking set you off? I know you think she is H.B. Gary or Aaron Barr or some shit. So please explain to me how this works. I've been really curious. And you write a lot of fucking words.
The obvious answer is that she turned me into a newt and that I've slowly recovered from that. But no, she. I was just vaguely, peripherally aware of her. And after the reboot, the Hive stuff back in late, was it March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, and I forget what it was. Somebody dropped a bunch of information on her, including her phone number, and I sent her a text, and then she responded, and we went back and forth a little bit. And I don't think I kept that one. We had like 4 SMS conversations, and in one, I asked her if she knew anything about defense contractors, you know, posing as members of Anonymous, and that was kind of the last thing that we ever said. And then, you know, she's just been, she's one of those people that latches on to.
I don't think it's so much that. I mean, you, in your blogs, you flat out state that you think Crypt Keeper is a military contractor. I mean, it's not like you just asked a couple questions, right?
Really? I've joked around a little bit about that, but I don't know the particulars. I've overheard that.
No, I'm just going off of what's on your blog.
I would have to see that exact post. I mean, I vaguely recall this. There was some discussion in, it was in Treehouse on 2600 a couple of months ago along those lines.
You were in Treehouse?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. I did not realize that. I haven't seen you in there. I haven't been in there in a little bit, but I am very curious to hear more about this weird Emic shit. And I mean, everybody's got their side to these stories, but I mean, you kind of came out of nowhere. I watched you rearrange your fucking living room in Tiny Chat one night. That was interesting. You can't seem to recall your own blog posts. That's interesting. So, how many people contribute to your blog?
It's mostly just me. So,
mostly just doesn't sound like it's just.
Yeah.
Well, no, mostly just means there's more than one who posts on occasion.
Yeah, you know, I have said a couple things. You're talking about Anonymous Down, though, not about Crypt Keeper.
Oh, my God, okay.
That name shows up in here at all. Yeah.
I'd hope not. Crypt Keeper's pretty stand-up, too.
This blog also consists of Team Rauhauser. The same.
All right.
That was a little unclear. Who's that?
Schmoop.
Yes?
Oh.
Shmoop a loop.
Yes.
Yes.
What's up?
No, Neil's trying to figure out who you are.
Oh, I'm Shmoop.
No, I'm looking here because this was like a month ago, and there's been a lot of talk in the back channel, people trying to figure out who from HB Gary is all up in the middle of things. And you know, the things that I know, what I know for sure, I know that they got sold to Mantech, and that Aaron Barr's gone. And I know that Barr went out of his way to, I forget exactly when it was, mid-September, and went out of his way to make it a point that he was out mountain climbing when something was going on, kind of disavowing any connection. And I do have one particular crowd of idiots that follows me around trying to make trouble. And I thought for a long time that maybe Barr or one of his associates might have some connection to this group. And I got some discovery from a civil case in October. And in reading through that, they don't have anybody who can really get the piss out of one boot without ending up with 2 damp socks. I mean, I don't see any evidence of any of the kind of technical capabilities that H.P. Gary would have had being associated with what those people were doing. So, I haven't said anything about that in public, but for me it's kind of a dead end. You know, I think that the people who work there have pretty much all moved on. I think Aaron Barr's life is crap, and that he's put himself in a position by having you know, said the things he said in public and has really, you know, done a real serious permanent long-term damage to his career. But probably by about the 1st of November, I pretty much discarded the idea that there was anyone technically competent that was involved in that stuff.
Hi, Neil. First time caller, long time listener.
Hello.
Hi. You stated Aaron Barr's life is crap. How would you consider the state of your life at this moment?
Well, my life is crap.
That's
I'm probably in worse shape than Barr.
Yeah, aren't you on the run, like, nonstop?
I haven't really had a traceable address since, like, 2004, 2005.
Neil and I should hang out. We're in the same boat.
Shut up, Aaron.
I know. I'll shut up. Sorry.
Yeah, it seems like, from what I can tell, Neil, just from my outside perspective about what I've seen written about you or said about you, it seems like you're kind of taking it from all angles. Because I know your name first came to my attention through all the Breitbart crew and their bloggity bloggers over there who had some beef with you and some other associates of yours or former associates. And it seems to me like, you know, you have people, you even have infighting within, you know, your own side, if you will. How do you keep up with all these different fronts that you have to?
Hey Vince, can I put in here real quick?
No. So
yes,
do you understand what I'm saying, Neil?
But yes, I was on that side with Neil at a point during the summer, and Neil kind of went bazooka on me, and he sent emails to all my friends saying that I was deeply untrustworthy. So you have Neil Rauhauser, the, you know, altruistic activist who is against Karl Rove, and then you have Neil Rauhauser, the psychopath, who is just out of control nonstop.
Yeah, didn't you go to fucking Philadelphia or some shit, or have somebody go and take a picture of, like, an ex-girlfriend's front door and then post it on your blog?
I have a picture of a door with a number on it, and I don't know what it is. And someone sent it to me, and it doesn't match. You know, they didn't say what city it was or who it is. And it's the manner in which it was delivered leads me to believe that it is something that matters, but I've never figured out what it is.
So what's the commentary that goes along with that, or the editorial about, you know, what's the story behind the door? How did it end up on your blog?
Just the manner in which it arrived. It came from, one of those email addresses that kind of comes and goes. But the text that was associated with the picture, it told me some things about who the source might be. And, you know, and certainly that it was someone who knew what was going on in the world. And so I posted it, hoping that, you know, someone would pipe up and say what it is. And it's just never happened. So
it's your lucky day, Neil. It's your lucky day. I know about that door. Would you like to know about that door?
Enlighten me.
It's made of wood. It's got a doorknob. I know. Minds are about to be blown. Consider that it's just a fucking door. It's just a door. For the stories I've been hearing is that it's some creepy shit, like it's one of your exes or something like that. I mean, fuck, I was just hoping you might be able to clear your name up a bit.
Like, there's no clearing Neil Rauhauser's name. He's too far gone with him, like, to put it there to, like, come back. Be like, hey, guys, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm actually a good person.
I'll be honest, he's pretty tidy. He's really tidy. I watched that dude fucking rearrange his living room on Tiny Chat one night. It was, it was impressive. I think he's got a little
thing wrong, though. That's actually Henry Blair Strader.
That's the real thing, guys.
Oswego,
Illinois.
Insanity.
I'd be curious if anybody's got a video of me rearranging my living room because.
Aaron, shut the fuck up.
The only.
That's not Aaron.
Only
that's
tiny,
Neil,
I've been
actually.
I've been in two or three tiny chats that people might have captured total, and I'm mostly sitting against a nondescript, an eggshell white wall.
And, I'll tell you what. I'll ask XU out, who also has asked me to say hi. So hi from XU out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I'll check with him to see if he's got that captured or what. But I do know it was pretty entertaining. That and, of course, your nudes and the pictures of your, I don't know how many dozens of bottle of medications were pretty entertaining as well. I will say I was fucking astonished there wasn't a single prescription for antipsychotics.
Very well, then. Hey, let's bring on another caller. We got Shadow DXS. Shadow, you're on the line now with Neil Schmoop, Aaron Socio, Assert, and Hemorabies.
I see you're still getting attacked by bronies. Anyways, what's going on, Neil? How you doing, fucker?
Not much. Good to see you again.
Uh-huh, yeah. You still pretending to be the creepy motherfucker that everyone's scared of?
You know, I do what I do, and how people interpret it is really, you know, it's subjective. And,
right.
You know, I have a lot of control
over
that.
What is it that you do exactly?
I mean, it's clearly an advanced sort of performance art that only a handful of people can possibly duplicate.
Performance art. It sounds like a failed psychological operation to me, dude. I mean, everything that you do is worthless. I mean, you go on a blog, talk a bunch of shit about people, and try to make people look like they're crazy as all hell, when in turn you look like the stalker type that's just really fucking far out there.
Yo, you just don't get it, Shadow.
Well, help me get it there, asshurt.
Because, I mean, you just don't know. Like, kid man.
Yeah, the last person that pulled that game, we nicknamed him Onion.
You're an onion?
No, he's a potato.
Oh, potato.
You're a potato. Fuck you, Aaron. You're a potato.
Aaron's such a retard.
God. This is quite a lineup. The other night we have the leader of Anti-Sec, we had Schmoop, and we had fucking Saken on. And tonight we get Aaron Socio and Neil Rauhauser.
Yeah, the quality of this show is definitely diminishing. I mean, at least Commander X put up a good fight.
Yeah, at least he got mad as fuck. These guys won't even bite.
No. Neil's used to trolling.
Neil's actually typing his blog right now.
Oh,
you
is that what that clicking
kidding,
noise
but
was?
I'm
about
serious. Like, he's typing his blog right now.
347-826-7667 is the number. Go ahead and call in. Join this cavalcade of mediocrity as we barrel through for another 50 minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. Dude, Neil, I have some of the Breitbart spots.
How was your fucking date?
What?
How was your date?
Yeah, tell us about your Hooters. Waitress.
My date was fantabulous. I had a good time.
Did you get head?
Bullshit.
Well,
you're on Twitter
guys,
at like 11 o'clock
guys,
by time.
Guys, I have some breaking news. And it's from Ginger Brooks. And she said that Aaron Socio, a.k.a. Corey Aaron Turner, is going to gut me with his 4-inch knife. Do you have a 4-inch knife, Corey Aaron Turner, a.k.a. Aaron Socio? Hello?
Maybe his penis, but that's about it.
Oh.
Anyways, hey, Neil, did you ever end up paying child support, or are you still using that to fund your drug habits?
Whoa.
Neil, sweetheart, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, okay.
So, did you ever pay your fucking child support, or are you still a deadbeat dad?
Well, you know, life is what it is, and
situations arise.
Life is
what
it is. You're a fucking kid, you ungrateful fuck. You stuck your dick in some unfortunate woman and birthed a child. Go pay for it. No response, just a giggle. And that wasn't even a giggle.
Nope.
It was like a whisper.
Hey, Vince.
I guess it sounds like he doesn't want to talk about it.
Vince.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I think that was a schmoop. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Can you check and see if you have a call from a 609 area code?
Yeah, I do. Their hands are not raised, though. You want me to pick it up?
Yeah, they can't raise their hand for whatever reason.
Okay. 609, you're on. What's up? Who's this?
What's up? It's Crypt Keeper.
Crypt Keeper. Welcome to the show, Crypt Keeper. What's on your mind?
How are you? I want to talk to Mr. Rohauser. I want to know what his interest is in Anonymous Down.
Uh-oh.
Neil, do you have any... anything to say about that?
I have a small interest.
What's up with Anonymous Down? I don't even know.
Let me see the story. Anonymous Down. Let me see.
Hey, everybody, what Neil's doing right now is actually full of shit. He's pretending that he has no idea what the fuck's going on. He's really looking at a huge fucking file of all the things that he thinks is Anonymous Down.
Yeah, so I have a tweet here from Anonymous Down, 10:07 p.m. on October 19th, and it says, study: writers are twice as likely to commit suicide, provides a link, and copies me and Barrett Brown.
Because...
I mean, that's the only time he's ever mentioned my name.
You know, we had a conversation with you a while back. We specifically asked you because, you know, Tom Ryan was going around telling Laza how you were after Reaper Sec, and you specifically told us you had nothing, zero interest in us whatsoever. Okay?
Hold on, we've got this recorded. Hold on. Let's go back to the root of this, because this is good to get this cleared up.
Carl Rose, hooked up.
2 minutes, 2 minutes, please. In 2010, I actually got threatened by someone who seemed to know a lot about the Jester and a lot about the people that were around the Jester. And I think this was a time period where Reaper Sec was still doing stuff with the Jester. And this guy actually got interviewed by the Hate Crime Squad. He's a South Carolina resident. And I started pulling threads at that point because I didn't know what I was dealing with. And this is another one of those things where, you know, time has gone on and it's become a lot less interesting. And, you know, I see what Reaper Sec is. You know, I see what the guys in channel do. And, you know, I hear things about the ones who are actually the founders. And, you know, 2 years down the line, this guy's obviously, you know, some sort of fanboy. And not anyone that's at all connected. You know, he's not technical in any sense. And there was a Multigo graph that got made of those people. And we were talking, this was a discussion in Treehouse, and I did a screenshot of it and showed it, and was just trying to sort out who was who. And at the end of the day, I regret that I used that one as an example rather than something else because it's really stirred up a lot of unnecessary trouble, from my perspective.
Let me ask a question here. Let me ask a question. Crypt Keeper, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Crypt Keeper, this is a shrewd dude. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you. Listen, I just want your opinion. You're not here defending Jen Emick, are you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, the problems that Neil had with Jen Emick and the problems that I have with it is just that the same one I have with Lorez. I have a big problem with Internet of Heroes. I mean, I don't want anybody near that chick, man. I don't want anybody giving that chick attention, man, you know? I know Shane's at your IRC. I know all that. It's just... I have a big problem with it, and just try not play the White Knight for her. That's all I'm saying.
No. She's not part of Reaper 6. She's not connected to us in any way. I will not defend her unless she is correct on something.
That's
one thing. But in all honesty, when it comes to Emmett, she's on her own. That's the official stance of Reaper 6. You're not part of Reaper 6, you're on your own, as far as we're concerned.
That's fine.
I think, to be honest, I don't think she has a lot of trouble standing on her own 2 feet. But
oh, bullshit.
No. No, and you know, the question has come up several times as to that it's primarily because of Brady. Why did we allow her to stay there? Well, simple. She doesn't start shit.
You guys are all
on the server.
Right?
He doesn't start
on
shit
the
on
server.
The server.
Yeah.
Anyways, question for Neil Rauhauser. Are you there, Neil Rauhauser?
I am listening.
How's it going?
It's good. Things are good.
Enjoying the show thus far?
Yeah, I know this is a little different than what I thought, but it's fun.
Excellent. I just have a couple questions for you. I might just parlay them as I go. First of all, I want to ask, what is your involvement with Brett Kimberlin?
Straight
from the horse's mouth. Like, what is your current status
with
Brett
Kimberlin? We're both political activists. We both have some shared problems in a particular group of right-wing actors. That's about it.
Hold on a second. Yeah, you just called them actors. You're military.
Military.
Hold up. Neil, can I clarify something on air, please? Are you...
That's Shadow?
Are you... Yeah, it's Shadow, Batman. Are you pro-Democrat or pro-Republican?
Because you just said right-wing. That's why.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but he's. I'm hearing different things about him being left wing.
He's a right wing operative. When so many people are saying that he's left wing.
Yeah, I want to hear that from his own mouth. Bit more clarified.
Well, if you strip away all the rhetoric, I started out as sort of a moderate libertarian minded Republican early on, and over the last 8 or 10 years, I've become convinced of the value of labor unions. So more of a libertarian-minded Western Democrat. And I hear all of these crazy, crazy theories about I'm a communist, fascist, Marxist, whatever.
And it's everyone gets those theories. I get called that a lot too, but you're on the forefront of this kind of this fringe element that's supposed to be quote unquote like a shadow of the corporate social media. You're supposed to be running this whole corporate blah 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 shadow government thing. What side do you lie on? As a person, where do you lie?
As a person, I don't have a lot of use for religious fanatics, so that really, pretty much shuts me out of the GOP. And the Democrats, the stuff I see, there's just a lack of foresight. I'm not happy with either party at this point.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody gives a shit what you think because you don't even fucking vote. You just said... You haven't had a traceable address in years. So how do you register to vote?
There are a few people out there that do know where he's at. I'm not going to say
What, what does it matter where he's at?
He's hiding from child support.
He's hiding from the corrupt government that he's trying to topple, dude.
Right, like they don't know where he's at.
Right, he's serious business.
This is becoming a pattern. I'm getting more and more fugitives calling into the show. What is that?
You're gonna get banned, Vince.
Again.
Well, it's called disorderly conduct. You know, it's a treat for all kids. You know,
you must wash the sense.
Hey, we were not going to have any washing here, asshurt.
We must squash all the dissents.
I played fucking I brought Ravi Shankar. You know how much it cost to get Ravi Shankar to play in studio one song?
Oh, my God.
40 Bangladeshi.
Thank you, Ben. It was majestic. I enjoyed it so very much.
Did I just hear that you've been banned, Vince?
I have.
I know the other day it happened in Tiny Chat, but before that,
never.
Yeah. I don't know. The last time all of us were together, Barrett Brown got banned. So.
Oh, shit, I forgot CK was still here.
I've never heard CK talk. This is interesting.
It's a creepy fucking voice.
You know what? I've never heard Neil talk, and I'm really thankful actually that you called in, Neil. This is a great get as far as I'm concerned. I've been kind of on a roll. Got a lot of internet superstars that have been calling in, and I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you putting up with me and my family of merry pranksters here. That
you should thank us for putting up with Neil. To be honest,
hey, I have one question for Neil.
Honestly,
City of Flint.
Go ahead. City of Flint's on.
Hey, I was just listening in the background. Hey, Neil, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I just became aware of you recently. I don't know. Whenever I started following you. And mostly due to watching, I like to watch the daily drama on Twitter. But, I don't really care about your personal life. But you're an interesting guy, and you definitely have quite an output. But if I'm not trying to pigeonhole you or anything. I'm just following you on Twitter. But my guess would be that you work for a lobbyist probably as a subcontractor. Because man, I watch you go after different hashtags, and I see that you might be employed by. Like the AFL-CIO or maybe the Teamsters, but it doesn't matter. That's just my guess. Or maybe you just have a genuine interest in labor unions, but my grandfather was a sit-down striker.
I think that you're probably following Neil Rahauser 99, and I noticed that when it was created, and it seemed to be doing good and funny things, so I let it be. And but it's recently started stirring some trouble in Wisconsin.
Oh, so that started not you?
No. It was someone that did a very good job of mimicking me for like the first month, and I said, okay, it's a fan, they're doing a nice job, and I just let them alone. But they're trying to stir up trouble in Wisconsin now, and I took the administrative steps with Twitter to get it removed.
What's your official Twitter now, Neil? And if you're on there, unblock me.
I have my own name, and the only people in there are Schmoop and Doxman and Kelly, and I think I let one other person in there.
And the Roswell
Spursies.
Followers. I have 7 followers.
You follow the Russell League too.
I'm following, and so I'll disregard the other account. I was just curious. It was more of a question than a. Accusation.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. They talked for a long time. I was polymath 22, and before that, I've been fingered. You know, they thought I was a nonny ops. They thought I was a nonny news net. I get accused of being Breitbart Unmasked.
Well, you were a Breitbart Unmasked.
I think you're the jester.
Well, it's a great
show. I know you told me in person that you were a Breitbart Unmasked.
No, incorrect.
In person?
No, that's absolutely 100% correct. Unless we were
Did you get a good look at her giraffe neck?
No, I mean, that's cool. I mean, you didn't even, like, ruffle that many jimmies while you were that username. But, I mean, still, like, own up to it. You were Breitbart MS, along with a few others who I know.
Well, you got on trial.
Asser, can you provide proof of that?
Probably can.
It's literally he said, she said.
Yeah, I want logs and screenshots.
Okay.
And Sharpies and poopers.
No, I got that for you.
Okay. Thank you, fag.
No, but no problem.
Anyway, I'm talking way over my head. Thanks, everybody.
No, but for real, fucking wouldn't, yeah, I mean, you tell me that one-on-one without being man in the middle on OTR that you are Breitbart on that. You're probably Breitbart MS.
So a minute ago I was, and now I'm probably, and the answer is still no, and I think if you go and read the writing that person's put out, it's very clearly not my style. And,
no, but it is,
and there's
it's,
someone out there
it's the
that's
other person.
Fascinated with who that person
I
is, and,
persona.
You know, they're going to have to go to great lengths to try and dig them out. And
I got a question for you.
See, you're so full of shit, Neil, because you told me that it was yours.
Go ahead, Hammurabi, you have a question.
Yeah, I do. Is Brett still a pedophile?
You know, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know anything at all about the backstory to it. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, the top dozen smears that come out, and I haven't paid a lot of attention.
I don't know. Didn't he blow up a high school?
Oh, my God, the smears.
I mean,
he
did time for that
shit.
He did time
the smears.
For trying to blow up a high school. I know that. Next question.
Sorry, I'm in Occupy Unmasked, not Breitbart MS.
Do you think it was Sang who hacked Rove to troll you?
I don't
Sanguine
know
can't troll.
That Sanguinarius does all that much. I mean, I see that he's been very busy on IRC, and you know, he's certainly not a person who would be in a position to do.
He's not even busy on IRC, dude. He plays Minecraft.
Yeah, that's a good point. Next question. Was it Karl Rove or Pat Fry who killed Mike Connell?
It was John Connor.
Oh, look, we got the Terminator up in this bitch.
He's not going to answer that one. Was it just Pat Fry or Karl Rove who killed Mike Connell? But I'll let you know right now, it was Kilgore who hacked Mike Wiener. That's a definite.
Neil Rauhauser is a Karl Rove apologist. He's a sympathizer with Karl Rove.
Wait, you said Kilgore. You said Kilgore hacked who?
Mike Wiener.
Mike Wiener? Are you talking about Anthony Wiener?
Whichever.
The congressman?
Because that's how Kilgore riles.
Dude, Kilgore doesn't have skills like that. Are you kidding me?
Bullshit.
Kilgore's just a writer,
Mike
you retard.
I miss
Honestly,
Kilgore.
Honestly, though, if I can get an answer on who killed Mike Connell, I'd be really interested. Was it Pat Fry or Karl Rove?
That's usually a fix or it didn't happen.
The death of Mike Connell's always been considered a very suspicious sort of event, and there's a lot of conspiracy theory that goes on around it. And I'm not the one to ask. I mean, there are other people that you know, they've got every single document that ever came out that had anything.
Okay,
to
where
do
I go for that? Who do I ask? Because I'm really interested.
You know, what you do is you give me a little bit to go through and check metadata, because I actually got about 24 documents on that earlier tonight.
Hey,
I have to look at what I've got, and it'll be up on my scripty.
Oh, I'll be all over
your like
scripty,
you've never edited metadata in your life.
Yeah,
Hammy, don't let him lie
really
to you. He's just going to give you Lyme disease.
Oh, God.
Low blow. That's not cool.
That was a low
blow. You must not know me.
Yeah.
There is no below the belt. If I can't find my penis, that nobody else should have theirs.
That is the shadow of Vieta.
Yay, yay.
Alrighty, kids. Let's take a little quick little brickety break.
But I'm just having fun.
We need to break this up for a second because it's kind of going nowhere right now. Plus, I've got 40 answers to chug and requests
I
to make.
Check IRC shadow.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Neil, you got to look on the internet and check out Shadow DXS puking on Tiny Chat. Speaking of Tiny Chat, puking on Tiny Chat yesterday.
I heard there was some 40-ounce chugging contest going on. I saw something go by about that.
32-ounce. Get it right.
Yeah, well, he couldn't afford a 40-ounce, so he did the 32. And he still couldn't make it all the way down.
Florida doesn't fucking sell 42 ounces.
That's ridiculous. Is it like, are they trying
it's
to be like Bloomberg, but with booze?
Look, man, hey, it's the old people state. I don't make the fucking laws. I just unfortunately abide by them at times.
He just went to the wrong gas station.
Thanks for the follow, Neil.
Go on, Greg Keeper. I'm going to sit on you, old motherfucker.
All right, I want to fulfill a request, a Twitter request for some Tiny Tim. Callista Chaos, which is Callista0_0 on Twitter, tweeted
that.
That
bitch got a fucked up name.
That's a bitch? I thought it was a dude.
I don't know. Everybody's a bitch until proven otherwise.
Hey, Neil, you might know. Callista Chaos, dude or chick?
No, I've never heard the name before. No idea.
Okay.
Man, you don't know shit, do you, Neil?
Relax, dude. Relax. Here's some Tiny Tim to settle you down. We'll be right back.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo. Il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel corso.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory.
Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, VITB back up in this. We only have 23 more minutes of torture left, kids. So, please, hang in there. I appreciate it. Also, feel free to tweet out the show. The link, is this thing on? Am I unmuted? Crypt Keeper, can you hear me?
Yep.
Cool.
You're good.
Thanks. All right. Yeah, so before we get back into this, let's do a look. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say, first of all, tweet out the show. There's a little Twitter button. You can tweet it out, and we'll get some more folks in here and party for the next 20 minutes. If you want to join the conversations, 347-826-7667, and I'll do a quick little chat room roll call here. Big ups to Anon Sicko, Anti-Crisis 73, As Hurt MacFags, Breakbeak Junkie, City of Flint, Saiku Quirt, or something or other, Dougie Doug, a shit ton of guest listeners, Hammurabi's Code, Mary Mad in the house, hello Mary Mad, and Melissa 13, the ladies in the building. Also, big ups to Norwalk, Spyco in the house. Spyco in the house. Spyco, you should call in, man. You're a funny guy. You can make this. You can make this last 20 minutes or so interesting, dude. Stabby McHugs. Wow, you reverted back to Stabby McHugs, huh? You've come full circle. Congratulations, Stabby McHugs, in the chat room. We also have Vert. My good friend Vert in the house. And last but not least, XU Out. XU Out. I turned on XU Out to the Spanish version of My Name is Mud. Me llamo Mud. My Primus. You should check it out. Go on. I'm not going to play it on the show, but... yeah, good times. Anyhoot, I'm going to bring back our panel. First, I'm going to bring back Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi, what's going on?
Oh, not a lot. I do have one last question for Neil.
Okay, you want to shoot that question off right now?
It's quite possible. Yes.
Yeah. Go for
in
it.
Fact,
take,
I'm
take away.
Wondering how he feels about the FBI calling him out on LA Weekly last night. You haven't heard? Yeah. The FBI called you out on LA Weekly last night.
About what?
Really?
Yeah, you might want to look into that.
There's a... tweet at you. There's a thread about the swatting. The swatting are calling LA Weekly. And it has turned into a quite brawl. Quite the brawl in there.
I'll be back with that.
I will have to admit that if there's anything in here that actually, there's an email that's been dropped. There's a couple forgeries in here. I didn't see anything like what you're describing.
You want me to put the link in chat here?
Give me a little bit of text here to hunt for. I'm looking through it now.
All right. Well, go down to the comments section.
Yeah.
And look through there.
Okay,
Vince,
well,
I'm gonna tweet you a link to this particular article.
Great.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll
That'd be great.
And now we're gonna bring back to the panel Assert MacFags. Assert MacFags, what's up?
Not much, Vince. Just getting ready for bed.
Do you have your nightie on?
I have my cami and sweatpants.
Oh, it's so hot.
Don't
tell Alex.
It's not a nighty, but.
Hey, you want to go in the green room real quick while they talk? Actually. Just fap one out real
quick. I'd rather go in the green room with you than hang out with fucking Shadow and Neil Rauhauser.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do that. I gotta bring some other people on first, though. Hang on.
You can get a reach around. It's going to be awesome, Vince.
Shmoop, you're back. What's up, Shmoop?
Not much, man. So I actually do have something to say about all these swattings that people are going on about the and all that. I mean, I know one person swatting who's real, but people who say they got swatted by Jen and this other dude, Paterico, and all this and other shit, that's complete crap, considering that if you got swatted, you wouldn't cry like a bitch about it, dude. I mean, like, It's like they think that they got swatted just because, what, a cop came to their house because they're on crack and they're yelling like an idiot about how Obama won the election or some shit. Nah, dude, just, some people are taking this shit way too fucking serious, dude. They gotta remember that this is the fucking internet, dude. Like, the internet isn't serious business. Nigger tongue my anus.
Did I just hear that? Niggers sung my anus?
Yes, niggers sung my anus.
That's good to know. Duh.
They do.
I think Shmoop was trying to say that swatting is cool.
Actually, yes. I'm actually trying to say that swatting is awesome. In fact, I'm probably going to do that. I'm probably going to do that. And you guys can all record this, by the way. I'm probably going to do this to Jen. Right after the show, actually. So somebody go let her know that I'm going to go do that tour.
Okay, I'm sure somebody will be on top of that. I want to bring it back I want to bring back another panelist, Shadow DXS. Shadow, you're back.
I like that.
Hey, French
fry.
What? French fry. Shut up, creepy.
let the guy talk. Don't have me have to mute you. Go ahead, Shadow. What are your thoughts?
Well, I just want to know if Neil was still dying of Lyme disease or if he finally got that shit in check. Neil?
That's not
funny.
Without plowing a lot of time into it, they finally nailed down the last thing that was bothering me back in May. So, yeah, it's pretty much gone, and good riddance.
Well, that's good. I guess I'll have to find something else to fuck with you about, like the fact that you're still not paying child support.
Okay, let's bring on another caller. We got Alex. I'm sorry. We have Crypt Keeper. Crypt Keeper is here. Crypt Keeper, you're back. What are your thoughts at this juncture?
Sure. But I'm just taking it all in.
All right, man. Well, you're back on the panel here. We got a full board, and I want to bring one more. Oh, we have one more caller. This is Vinyl. Vinyl, you're on. What's up?
Hey, man, just nothing much, just kind of sitting back, listening to everybody talk. Actually, I do kind of have a little bit of a question for Mr. Rauhauser here. You still on the line there, Mr. Rauhauser?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, there's been some instances where you've kind of been come across as kind of like the stalkerish type. I mean, I don't want to say come across. I want to say it's probably, you know, maybe made your kind of image based on the stalkerish type. I kind of want to know, like, why? What is this whole deal with you? You know, I mean, I know some of your history, but I have only heard it from one side. So why don't you go ahead and explain, kind of, you know, what I don't understand what everybody else has an issue with you about from your point of view. I only know from theirs, so I kind of want to hear yours.
Well, I'm curious who is, or I mean, give me
well,
a little
I mean, I'm not going to say any name. I mean, majority kind of rules out this one.
Jennifer.
I was just gonna say pretty much everybody, you know. I mean, it's kind of a majority kind of thing. You know, a lot of people say it. It's not just specific people. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, Jennifer, I think, is one of the more extreme cases, and I don't take well to people trying to, you know, manufacture drama entirely on their own using my name. And I really saw that.
So
you
can do that for other people, though? You do that to other people, like, non-fucking-stop, dude.
Well, we're talking about Jennifer here.
No. You do it to other people. You write fucking blog posts, like, 20 times a day about random other characters.
I agree with Mac Fags on this one.
How do you make money? I'm curious because your blog doesn't get enough hits for you to make serious dough. And you do put out like an insane number of articles every day.
Yeah,
and
I have to.
And, you
I
know,
have
I kind of
want to.
I kind of want to. You know, butt in here really quick right after you just said that because you know something that goes with that is that you know. I mean, you not only do you write about a lot of things, but I mean, the things you write about are just kind of wild. Where do you get all this stuff about how the books Panther Modern? You know, I saw one of your graphs about how Panther Modern ties into a bunch of other things, and you tried to link it to some book series of yours that you really, really like. To me, I think that's wild and that's nuts. I think it's bullshit, to be honest with you. I think it's completely over-analytical and almost, in a sense, obsessive. And trust me, yeah, this is coming from someone with OCD.
I still want to know how he makes money. And I mean, are you really making money off that blog, or holy shit?
He sucks dick for a living.
It's one of those things. It's like my physical address. I don't talk a lot about what I actually do, and you know, it's a self defense thing. It's a self defense thing. I just don't need to be hassled.
Well,
and,
let's put our guard down for a minute and just talk shop. You know, because. Shit, I'd like to make money for pumping out blog posts on gibberish and all sorts of other awesome shit, like going to people's houses and taking pictures of their doors. If I could make a couple grand off that, that'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah, I don't much appreciate that. I don't think that's really right of him to do, even if it's not my door. The fact is that it's, you know, somebody else's door, and the fact that he wanted to get that close. You know, if you want to get that close to somebody, buddy, why don't you step in the boxing ring and, you know, put your dukes up and actually put up a good fight instead of hiding behind a bunch of proxies and a website.
Maybe he's just a door aficionado. Have you considered that? Maybe Neil's just really into doors.
It really seems like this is a sort of obsession of this little group here because I have one door. And I don't know where it is, and I don't know what it
right,
is.
Right, Neil,
what
it's
means.
The session of this group. Yeah, exactly. We're very.
I think
much
everybody thought
you.
It was really strange to have a picture of a door.
Yeah,
but it should fill your cockles with warmth to know that you have this many people. I mean, there's at least what 5 of us here who are reading your blog.
Yeah, no shit. I was on there at least twice. Alex on vinyl. Here we are, right here. That's me, Neil. You're here. You're talking to me right now, buddy.
Oh, dude, don't even get me started about his blog, man. The shit he'd been saying about me was fucking retarded.
Yeah. I don't mind what he was saying about me, to be honest, because it's all good.
Shut up, Schmoop. You're an undercover Neil operative.
I'm actually
you're one of Neil's.
We're all out here.
You're one of Neil's state
actually,
actors.
You are Neil Rauhauser.
I'm actually part of Team Rauhauser.
Team Rauhauser.
There's a fucking team of this shit now? I quit.
League.
I fucking quit the internet.
Yeah, Neil, I thought you quit the internet. Fucking retard.
I like
so
you guys.
You remind me of
I wanted to give
baby.
You a massage when I saw that photo of you and your cute little butt cheeks poking up in the air. I was going to rub you down with the most sensual of oils. Holy shit, do you have one of those?
Me?
I remember you grabbing your titties in Tiny Chat. That was nice. But if you've got one face down, ass up, you know, I don't even give a fuck. I'll give you a hand job. Fuck it. If you got the sensual oil.
Yeah, now that happened.
Shadow is getting all hot and bothered.
No.
I have no idea.
Check things.
I found my penis.
Still got photos of Neil face down, ass up, butt naked.
Did you just say something about Neil butt naked?
Wait, you didn't know his nudes were out there, dude? He'd rather sit there and take pretty pictures of himself than pay child support. I'm going to keep rubbing that in the ground. Until you...
Don't forget high-resolution pics of the medicine cabinet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, where you could see every fucking prescription's detail from where it came from, what it was, who it was prescribed
to. That's actually
to,
a pretty good troll.
Jews are not people. Guys, I only have one thing to say.
I would like
and
to take a picture of my drug cabinet, but I don't have that many drugs. But
niggas are not people.
Take a picture of it. It would be really funny.
Spook. I agree full-heartedly. Death to Israel, man.
Sorry about that.
And it's
yeah,
just kind of crashes, he kills it.
So do we lose Vince here?
No, I was self-muted. Jesus Christ. I always do.
We thought you said the hell with it left.
I did for a while. No, I've been screening calls and stuff. Let's see. Let's go around the horn here real quick for the live audience, and then we'll take a quick break and go into overtime. If people want to stick around, we can extend the podcast for another hour. So stick around. Let's see. We got a caller here. Block number unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Gatsu.
Gatsu, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Okay, are you guys done talking about reptilians?
You know, we never really got on the reptilian thing extensively. Why? Did you want to talk about that, or do you have something else you want to talk about?
Definitely.
Definitely what? Reptilians or not?
Yeah, so talk about reptilians. I had an experience once.
Okay.
It was pretty crazy.
All right. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I met this friend of mine, Nick, like when I was 18. And, I mean, it was mostly, a relationship was mostly like intellectual jousting and stuff. And, I mean, like, I went to his house, you know, this one day. And we started talking about, like, you know, gravitational engines and, you know, different types of engines, you know, like propulsion engines and stuff and, you know, space travel and time travel and whatnot. And, you know, like, he totally freaked me out. He looked over at me, you know, and he asked me if I was an alien. And, you know, he asked me...
Dude, you're so boring. Just shut up already.
No. God damn, Gatsu, you really know how to fuck up everything.
Wait, that's Gatsu? Stop.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
AKA.
Hey, dudes, check it out. We got another caller on the air.
Steven Pikes.
We have Ginger on the air now. What's up, Ginger?
No way. Turn the reptilian alien goddesses. Is that what's going on?
Hi, Ginger.
Hey.
What?
You two should fuck.
Hey, Ginger, exactly. What's good?
I'm pretty good. I'm just waiting for someone to call in about
what's
how
up,
they're a reptilian alien goddess.
Well, actually, we're waiting to call in.
I'm
waiting for that person to call in.
No, Ginger, he already called in. Mr. Corey Aaron Turner, age 32, drives a 2006 silver Pontiac
I gave you all this information.
Right. I appreciate it.
Did he tell you he was a reptilian alien goddess, too?
Absolutely.
No, he said he was the Antichrist, actually.
Which was a lie.
Yeah, but he's the Antichrist, and he also said he was the Antichrist in form of a reptilian alien goddess.
Absolutely.
And that he just awoke. He told, well, I've met him, that he's awoken from his tomb and pyramids, and that they're his space capsule.
Did you let him put his dick in that, or what?
Is he the real deal? Is the Aryan Socio the real deal?
Did you let him get it in?
His name is Corey Aaron Turner, not Aaron Socio.
Did you let him get it in?
I'm not going to discuss that. Yes, that's his
real
name.
Corey the real deal.
You should talk about it.
You let him get it in. That's nuts.
Well, he's hot, but aside from that.
Oh, yeah!
I've been homeless the last week. I've been homeless the last week until tonight. I needed someone to pay for a damn hotel room. And wait, a hot guy comes up here. I don't care. I've had
Did
no
you
fear.
Ginger,
no other...
cock for that, or...
Ginger.
Well, she's a reptilian alien goddess thing.
Well, look how that worked out. You
no one cares about your lizard pussy. We just want to know if you're going to shop more nudes or not.
No, I got rid of his ass.
Yeah, we
I told
saw
him
it. You walked
to...
your ass.
I don't care about his ass. I want to know if you're going to show your ass.
No, I got rid of him. It was really
right,
funny. We were driving.
Shadow's on timeout. Two minutes for insulting a lady.
You're driving to Kansas, right?
2 minutes for insulting
a lady. I only talked to this dude because I needed a place to stay. We're driving to Kansas, right? And I was like, we're going to Oak Park Mall. Well, it's a detour, which I kept switching lanes, so he didn't know which lane to go in. So I go on a detour. I purposely made him lost. He drove to Lawrence, and then he's after this guy. I don't know who.
Damn,
I forgot his handle. He was like, can you tweet this guy? Oh, never mind. I just traced his phone. I was like, dude, I just DM'd this guy. I was like, dude, you need to get the fuck out of your house. You need to leave your phone in your house.
Dude, what are you doing?
He keeps saying he's going to gut people. He keeps being
Ginger, out of an office chair
because I wouldn't let him use my laptop.
No, wait, Ginger, wait. It's Snoop here. Did you say he was going to gut me?
He said he was in Lawrence tonight trying to kill someone, and I told him that's like an hour because I got him lost on purpose so he wouldn't be able to find him.
What did they find in his hotel room? Everybody shut up. I got to hear this.
He's in Lawrence, Kansas. I don't know where the fuck that... Like, I know where it is, but...
For the University
I don't know
of Kansas
what hotel.
Oh,
Lawrence,
I thought
Kansas?
You were with him.
That's where KU is. Oh,
yeah, I
fuck
know.
No. I got rid of that on purpose.
Did you just fart?
I gave you a phone number, didn't I?
Yeah, but you gave me two prefixes. What you gave me, I'll tell you. I need to know his real number so I can get in touch with him, you know?
That is his real number.
Hold on. Let me read you what you wrote. You wrote that
last
his number is 727-418-4153. I don't know if you know this. Two area
code.
That's
his actual number.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give him a call later and ask him what they found in his hotel room.
Perfect. Do that.
They didn't find anyone. Oh, you want to know what happened really quick?
Wait, no.
Okay, so I guess you wanted a place to stay.
Hello, is this on? Can you hear me? Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Just a second. We have 20 seconds left for the live portion of the broadcast. I want to thank everybody for coming out and listening. If you haven't called in, then you're going to miss the remainder of the show. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Check out the archives at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Okay, so Ginger, you're back. What did you want to say?
Yeah. You know what happened with that hotel? I just went down to the front desk because I've been kicked out. I'm not anymore, but to get us a week half price. I don't know. It's kind of weird staying in a room with him because he's just crazy. Anyway, but so I went and got that done, and then he's like. No, you know, you didn't give me my books. You didn't give me these books. These books I wrote. This is the life code. You need to give them the books. How do you fuck everything up? And I was like, why don't you go down there? And all he goes down there, like, he goes, I don't know what he said. He went psycho, and he, somehow Grand Valley Police Department showed up. And then he tried not, okay, he has illegal weapons on him. He tried to get himself out of trouble by telling them I was on drugs. Which I was like, bullshit. And I was like, you don't need a warrant to search my stuff. And I even went into the bathroom next to the police officer, and I was like, tell me whose eyes are more dilated. It looks like yours.
Hey, guess what? We have another...
I got in trouble. Then they were just like, oh, well, you need to leave. I was like, yeah, that's what I thought.
We got another caller here. Let's bring on XU Out. XU Out. What's happening?
But he said he's going to kill a bunch of you guys.
What?
Yeah, what? He started, like, naming people off. I don't know why. I think he just wants to rape you, actually.
You as
maybe
in who?
As in, like, Smoop, all of the people I talk to on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Okay, XU Out, you're on.
But remember, Aaron Socio is Corey Aaron Turner. He's 32.
Okay.
Huh?
Assert's back. Schmoop
is
back.
That's cool.
Hammurabi's code, I'll bring you back in a second. Self-mute, though, first. Shadow DXS comes off of his timeout for insulting a female. welcome
right,
back, Shadow DXS.
Thanks. I'm actually about to head out. My friend's kicking me out because he's got to go to bed. So I'll see you fuckers next time.
All right, man. Hey, thanks all for
right.
coming. As always, hey, it's fun.
And Ginger Brooks, you're still a whore. I'm glad you're homeless. Bye.
All right.
I'm talk peace, to you.
Peace out.
I never even talked to it. When have I talked to him? Oh, yeah, because he needed an Arabic translator, and I just trolled him instead in Arabic.
Okay. And Gatsu, you're back, too. Gatsu.
What? Hello?
Gatsu, you're back. Hammurabi's code, you're back. Self-mute, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Gatsu. Quit lumping me in with mouth breathers. I'm kidding. I don't really know if it's him or not.
Hey,
no,
I'm going to announce that mouth.
Go away every time you mute yourself.
Huh?
I'm just talking about the background noise. Never mind. We're doing fine. What did you say? Hello? Testing 1, 2. Ginger, what'd you say?
Hi.
More crazy
shit. Did he leave?
Did you know XU Out is a closet juggalo?
Where is Smoop still online, like, on the line with us?
Yes, he is. Schmoop's here. Assert is here.
Where's Smoop?
Neil is still here. Gatsu is still here.
Why
XU
can we
Out?
Not get Aaron or, you know, Aaron Sushi on the line? We need to all, like...
Aaron Socio. You missed Aaron Socio. He was here earlier.
He still can't call?
No, it's too late. Somebody has to try to pull him in, and you know what?
No.
Don't do it. It won't work.
Doesn't work, though.
She met Aaron Socio.
You know what?
She knows him. I met Aaron for, like, 5 days because I had no one else with money for a hotel.
Why did you get kicked out?
Because I fixed my car. Because I fixed my car.
You got kicked out.
I'm not even kidding. Not even kidding.
How
do you know? I don't know how it works.
What?
I don't mean. I was
were
just
you supposed
like, wait,
to pay
what?
Your parents rent or something? And you're like, fuck that, I fixed my car.
My parents don't have rent. We have a mortgage.
I get
no,
that.
Because I know, my car has passive anti-theft security system, and my dumbass dad, my dumbass friends, they thought the trunk wasn't open after I popped it, because they were all drunk from Westport and Casey. So they're like, they asked for my key, and they're like, fucking it up and twisting it. My dad stole my other spare code key, so the next morning we go to the hardware store to get $2 keys. It's not carded, blah, blah, blah. Have to hold the code key up to it deserted. My dad was like, oh, look, I can fix your key, your main key, the code key. Yeah.
We're going to have to listen to this forever.
But, yeah,
no,
I
no,
had
not
to...
Jennifer, only 55 more minutes.
What I had to do is basically, well, what he did was he kept pressing on the gas, which in new cars, brand new cars even, your engine can slow. You kept pressing on the gas, kept doing all this shit, and I was like, cursing me out.
I'm no longer
time.
Interested.
I was like, yeah, that's why I said you don't want to know why he kicked me out. Essentially, I recoded my key so he couldn't use a spare, and I reset my battery.
Good. I'm glad we sorted that out.
Yeah, that was some serious business.
Thank God.
Why did anyone ask me? I told you. Stupid.
I don't know.
Because
I thought it was going to be something more awesome than
I fixed my dad couldn't get in my car.
Wait.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what the fuck?
That checks you out, by the way. Not me. Don't mute me.
Fuck you.
Not me, man.
I was muted, bitch.
All right, that's somebody other than X you out.
Yeah,
he's busy listening to Juggalo music.
I'm gonna kick him out of his own chain.
Oh,
that's all.
You guys are fucking talking.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is this? Who the
fuck is
talking?
I'm 12 inches this.
You're 12 inches up, what?
I think that was Gatsu.
Yeah, Gatsu, everybody's unmuted. There's one caller sitting there that has not raised his hand. That caller... other than that, there's 8 callers live right now.
Hello?
Who is
Shadow.
The other caller?
Alright, money.
Shadow.
No, he went away.
Oh, Shadow's gone.
I think you should put on that other caller regardless of whether they
want
to be or not.
Is
there still one person with their area code?
We lost Asshurt. Asshurt, Mac, Fags, Rage Quit. She's gone.
Rip.
And then there were 7.
Okay, did you say there's one area code that hasn't identified itself?
No, there's 8. There's 8 callers left. What?
But you said
there's
one person who hasn't raised their hand, right?
Yeah, well, there's 9
What's
callers.
What's the area code?
It's 661. I believe that's Google Voice. Or
bring him in.
I'm pretty sure that's Aaron Sosia.
It's your show. Bring them on, whether they want to be or not.
No, I'll go in the screening room and see who it is. See if they want to talk.
Okay.
I'll do that.
No, do it.
I'll be right back.
All right, Ginger. No more stories about fucking fucked up keys and shit.
I didn't even want to tell it. He asked me. I was just like, no one's going to like
this. That was me who asked you.
Ginger.
Yeah, but why ask? Why? I told you about my car. Then you're like, oh, I want to know more. It's like, no, you don't. You don't want
to
know more.
I'm trying to figure out why your parents would kick you out over fucking fixing your car.
Because
but it sounds like it's because your dad's a controlling weirdo who is upset that he can't get in your car.
Because my dad doesn't know how to fix a car that has passive anti-theft security system. That doesn't have anything wrong with it. It's not my fault.
Yeah, I can't help your dad's a pussy. What the fuck?
I really hope it's Aaron that's going to come. I mean, Corey Turner. He's your one. Yeah.
Did you suck his dick?
I want
to... Because I'm going to tell Kevin not to send his friend out there if you suck that guy's dick.
No, but he was trying to think he was going to get someone in Lawrence tonight.
Spyco
has a lot of sock puppets.
Who is it?
Just spammed me with like 4 sock puppets.
Who's doing it?
He's got at least 50.
Yeah, he only used 4 on me, thank God.
Who is doing this?
Spyco. He spammed me on Twitter with like...
Hold on.
20 different accounts.
Does anyone have Aaron Sochi's number that I just sent them? They can get them in a call somehow. Because he's text spamming me, but I don't really feel like checking.
I'm going to text him in a second.
No, actually call him. Can we get him on air by calling him?
You want me to call him?
Yeah.
Call him 3 ways in.
I don't know.
I can't. My phone's like screwing up. It doesn't like me anymore. I think I'm going to replace him.
Ginger, when are you going to let me get at that?
I sent the number to you.
I sent the number to you. It's a fucking Android. I can't go back and check. I sent the number to you.
How does this become the Ginger Show, man?
Because you want to see
because
how crazy Shmoop
wants to get at that.
Yeah, let me get at that. She
you
owes you, like,
because
Shmoop
wants to see how fucking crazy this guy is.
Listen, Ginger, babe. I actually kind of want to do that, but I don't know when you're going to let me get at that.
He wants to know when he can fuck you.
Are you talking about Snoop?
Yeah.
Is this Snoop?
Yes, this is
Shmoop. It is Shmoop, yes. You're on. Okay, I'll tell you who's on the board right now. We're down to Hammurabi's Code, Shmoop, Neil Rauhauser, Gatsu, Ginger, X You Out, and Crypt Keeper. And yours truly.
Snoop. Aaron on here, he said he wanted to gut you.
Well, you know what? Tell him, nigga, like, I'm a fucking Nazi kind of dinosaur and shit. I understand that. I'm gonna come blow up in his house here in a minute. But when are you going to get at that in English?
Can someone tell me what he's saying?
Yeah, girl, you ignorant. You ignorant, girl.
He just said, when are you gonna let him fuck you?
No, we're not talking about that. We're gonna ask Aaron about.
No, we can't be talking about that.
We're gonna call him Corey Turner.
Ask
about his Pontiac G6.
Come on.
And ask him what goddess he is.
His buddy said that you're DTF. So when are you going to let Shmoop get at that?
No.
Get up with those
guns. Aaron. Oh, okay.
I got a question for Ginger here. Hold on.
Can we stop making this about sex for one
second? Hey, Neil has a question. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah. You know, I was looking through your photos the other day, and you've got one really excellent sunset photo with a fairly new farm building centered, and there's a guy wire for a power pole nearby. And I'm just curious why you left the guy wire in that, because to me, composition-wise, it seemed really distracting. And I was just wondering if you had some specific thing you were
beginning at by doing that. Was it like an Android photo or a laptop photo? Because I haven't uploaded many from my laptop lately.
Have you seen her Tumblr
yet? This is older.
You've
got to check her Tumblr out. That's where all the classic photos are.
No, stop. That's what they did to me. Go to my Facebook, which is listed on my profile, and go through those pictures. They're trying to give you a Tumblr they made.
Yeah, I saw the Tumblr. It's got like 20 photos on it, and it's not surprising.
I didn't make it. Listen, my Facebook page with my professional photography is on my Twitter profile in the description.
Yeah, this one is, it's a June 2nd mobile. It's near Oak Grove, Missouri. And it just having the guy wire in the middle of it all really struck me as kind of an odd.
Probably because I took it with my Android when I was driving.
I can't believe you got this mobile. If I'm going to post the link. I'm going to, like, put it up somewhere. I'll tweet it. Somebody retweet it.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm not just. I have 300,000 or more photos on my laptop and like 5,000 on my Android.
Yo, girl, we get that. It's very nice, yo. But I'm hitting up Aaron Social, yeah, okay? But after I'm done hitting up Aaron Social, when you going to let me get out?
We're going to ask Corey Turner what Egyptian goddess he is.
We're going to do that. I'm going to have Hammy chance for me that fucking do that shit for me.
He's also a reptilian Egyptian goddess.
He said he owns the world. Yo, listen, how about this? I'll blow up the nigga's house if you let me get at that.
No. It's going to be stop being about sex. Stop being about sex is annoying as hell. That's annoying.
Nigga, you don't understand is that...
That's just ignorant, dog.
I
was trying to be funny, and you won't make a funny call, and you're just sitting here being annoying as hell talking about sex.
Nigga, you mad, that's it. You just mad because I'm styling on you, nigga. Good night. Hello?
All right, thanks a lot. Gatsu, thanks for coming out. Gatsu just sort of rage quit there. No problem.
That was that Schmoop?
No, it was Gatsu. He bailed. But I appreciate the call, Gatsu.
Hope you die.
Nice to hear from you. It's great to have all the wide spectrum of colors. And we're still going here with Schmoop, Ginger, Crypto, Crypt Keeper, Neil, and Hammurabi's Code.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, I gave out Aaron's number to someone. We need to get in here and ask him about alien, reptilian, Egyptian goddesses that live in pyramid tombs that are space capsules, because he thinks he's the leader goddess of the world.
The leader goddess of the world wouldn't drive a fucking Pontiac G6.
Get him on here.
Hang on a second. Crypt Keeper, are you telling me you're signing off?
No, I'm sure.
I just thought you were in the chat. Gotta go. Stay safe. Oh, you were telling. Wait.
I gave you guys a phone number.
Oh, I got confused. My bad.
This is Ginger. I gave you guys a phone number. My phone isn't working very well, so can someone get him on here?
Yo, you ain't it as yo, just ignorant. You ain't it.
You need to say that to him.
I'm gonna tell a nigga he's ignorant. Don't worry.
He's starting to gut you.
Take it to a tiny chat.
I can't wait. I'll gut that nigga.
I don't do tiny chat.
Yeah, you're smart.
I just want to know about.
She's so full of shit. She does tiny chat like nobody's business.
I do what?
You tiny chat like it's going out of style. I've got so many screen caps of you in tiny chat. Oh, girl, you don't even know.
I don't know why you saved them. It's kind of awkward.
I didn't really save them.
Mm-hmm.
You recorded them.
The sexual tension here is just through the roof between me and Ginger. We should probably just get it over with.
And no one will even call this one person just to make fun of them.
What makes you think he would answer a number a blocked call or a number he doesn't recognize?
Why would you block the call?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, he's trying to
exactly,
gut you.
Why not?
I don't want to be next to the gun.
Okay, does this number still work even though it's after hours?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, fuck. I can't
Somebody
do it,
would man. Have to three-way him in. I'm sure you've got experience in that. Give him a shout.
Can someone tweet him and ask him?
I think if you have a smartphone, you can tie in a call.
I do have a smartphone, but
are
it can freak me out.
But
hold up.
But
make it happen.
Skype, doesn't work.
Why are you so mad?
Yeah,
what's
mine
up?
Has a lot of problems. So
hold
up.
Nigga, it seems like you got daddy problems and doing shit. Why are you so mad? Are you mad because I'm styling on you?
Dead air. No, I don't think she's mad. I think she's preoccupied.
Wow.
Say some shit, X you out.
Well, how could I? I didn't want to interrupt, you know. The Gilligan's Island. What?
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically what we're down to. Oh, and with that, Ginger has dropped off. Sorry, fellas. She's gone.
Now she's going to dox me and rage me on Twitter. Yep. Aw, damn, nigga, you won't get got, nigga. Neil, we got to call Team Rollhouse, dude. You're about to get got. Oh, something special. But shit, Neil, I wanted to say hi to Neil. How are you doing?
Unmute yourself, Neil.
Neil, are you still there?
Mute. I was muted. Sorry.
You're on with the XU out. He's saying what's up.
Well, it's good to finally hear you. I've seen you around various text chat forums. So.
Likewise. So, I'm glad you're. I'm just going to cut right to the chase, you know. I didn't appreciate you posting that shit on your blog with me facing that TC, you saying that I don't even know these people. Your shit's whatever. A blog post you did of a tiny chat. And I was
probably making fun of the shadow, wasn't I?
Right. No, it was one prior to that. That was prior to the Juggalo, TCP, shadow hating, which is all good. It's funny. But I was a little disappointed, man, straight up, when I saw,
saw
my face.
Was I hating on you unnecessarily?
No. Yeah.
I gotta look.
You called me,
I don't even remember what I said.
In one blog, you called me a drunk. And then another blog, you posted a tiny chat saying, I don't know these people. And it's like, dude, I never fucked with you. And I kind of was hurt by that, brother. And we've had our off behind the scenes talking. And, I didn't even know who the hell you were when I met you. I've been straight up and honest with you. And it's all good. I don't get involved. But when I saw that blog, I was hurt. And let alone, calling me a drunk and shit. So I would appreciate it if you remove that from your blog. I would appreciate that. It wasn't targeted at me. I know that. But I just didn't appreciate it. And I'm just being honest with you. That's all.
I'm looking, and the only thing I see is the one about shadow. And it was one of those things I was wrestling because I didn't really know much about all the other people. And that was like the day after they were arguing you about drinking on the channel. So that's kind of why that was in there. But so I need to upgrade the...
If you can I'd just like you to take, that image you have of a tiny chat session of you saying, I don't even know these people, and the one you relating me to being a drunk. If you could remove that, I would be I'd appreciate that. And I have no other problems with you. It's all what it is, but I just wanted to get that off my chest. I haven't been able to find you. I haven't been able to communicate with you. I haven't been in the channels or whatever. But so I appreciate you hanging out all night, and I respect that. And I know who you are now more, and that takes a lot of guts, and you hung out. And I spent some time with you hanging out on Tiny Chat, and you put yourself out there, and you're open for dialogue, and I don't necessarily agree with what you do, but I kind of put myself out of that. And as you're nice to me and nice to you, and we've talked about what we've talked about, our common, things we share, basically Lyme disease, so Shadow, was a dickhead for talking about that. That was trashy, and I didn't like that. And I just ask if you can, remove those two things. I'd be happy with that, Neil, and,
I just, while we're sitting here, I zapped the one I could find, which was the modification of the David Lee Roth song, so instead of just a gigolo, just a juggalo. I just went ahead and took it down. I'm going to rework the lyrics. I'll get your name out of there. I'm sure I can find some other suitable character among the various personas that showed up tonight. I have no musical talent. I have none, but I'd like to actually, I think it would be funny to record that for Mr. Shadow.
Yeah, and I'm all for that. I think you should put Gatsu, Mr. Gatsu. He seems to be the funny little boy, that goes into everyone's sandbox and
you mean
and
Stephen
Pike? Tonka Choi.
H23.
I appreciate it, man, and whatever, we need to talk more. I'd like to step into your crazy friggin' world.
whatever, you know, I'm here, you know. Always been, but yeah. But be safe, you know, be good. It's all good. I'm not here to sit in trash on you and all that shit. I don't care about any of that, man. I'm actually like, wow, I know him. Yeah, man. It's all good. Alright, someone else talk for fuck's sakes, except for Ginger. Did she leave?
Ginger, we lost Ginger. She wants us to call her back in, but, you know, we're going to wind things down here in a second. Sounds like somebody's stirring a drink there.
It's Hammy.
Yeah, man, that was me. I'm stirring up the scotch.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, I brought the shadow back in.
Yeah, he's starting up the 747s.
Man.
Hey, Crip. What's up, Crip? How you doing,
man? Not much. I got shadow back in here.
Excellent. All right. That's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Tacos!
Hey, what's up, Shadow?
Oh, God, he's back.
Oh, shut up, Vince. You know you love me.
Juggalos are like zombies. They just keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. The wicked clowns will never die.
No, let's just put them on makeup.
Yeah, they multiply. They need for choice.
Kill them when they hatch.
So what brought you back, Shadow? What did you want to add?
Crypt Keepers snuck it in on me and pulled a fast one. I had no idea that he was still connected to the fucking show. Sneaky redneck bastard.
Oh, well, welcome back to the show.
Fucking
little,
thrill.
It's whittled down to this. It's Hammurabi's Code, Shmoop, Neil, X You Out, and Crypt, and yourself.
Where are you, Hammurabi?
Hello,
Smoopy.
What up?
What up, Smoopy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, and you?
Fucking wonderful.
You, nigga. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to put myself on mute real quick.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Smoop, I'm on mute.
What's up, X-You Out?
Where do we go from here?
You know what? I wanted to ask Neil's opinion on a couple of characters and just get his thoughts, if you don't mind, Neil. Neil, are you muted or are you there? Is he still there?
I'm muted. He just muted himself, probably.
Yeah, he's probably on self-mute.
Sorry.
Okay, Neil's back. All right.
I'm muted. I'm back.
I wanted to get your opinion on these guys, Stranahan and Darby. The guys that sort of the pseudo, I almost think of them as like double agents. You know, they're like reformed liberal extremists turned into basically conservative extremists, and they do these provocative exposés, and they did that Occupy Unmasked. Was that the right one? What's your opinion on them and that film and that whole scene over there?
Well, you know, I when that started, they started talking about it. I sent Stranahan a letter. I said, "You're not going to go down there and pull a bunch of stupid shit from those people, are you?" And then he came back. He's like, "You know, you're kind of threatening me." I'm like, "Well, no, I'm just, you know, concerned because I know the people you work for are given to fabrication." And when the film actually rolled, a couple of people I know had gone out and nailed down every bit of the social media for the name, and they just gave them endless crap. And it opened in 4 theaters, and it scored $40,000 the first weekend, $7,000 the second, and it just sank like a stone. And,
and that was only on, like, what, 12 screens?
No, 4 screens.
4 screens, oh. Okay,
open,
probably
open four,
four
and, heavily promoted and
yeah,
and
four walls, four screens.
Mm-hmm. And but the thing that happened with Stranahan being involved in the promotion, I don't think he realized how much effort people had spent going back through his life, and they found, you know, he had an album of nudes, you know, which was no big deal. It was bondage photography. You know, whatever. I mean, you know, some people like that. but they were digging through and they found like half a dozen images that seemed like they might be underage female models. And someone felt the need to call the FBI and the, I think, the Texas Rangers for the division that handles that. And I had never heard, you know, the final. You know, a couple of them, they actually came up with stuff. And then they dug a little bit deeper, and they found ads for a $650 visit will come to you erotic photography service, which I read the an outcall escort service, and I think the rest of the world interpreted it that way too. And you know, that came out, and then there were a number of Kickstarter things he'd done where he never followed through, or Indiegogo, or one of those, you know, you start putting in money, and when it gets up to $5,000, the guy goes out and makes a movie. I forget which site he was using. And he had one customer, one donor that just wouldn't let it go, and it was someone that was well-regarded on the conservative side. And yeah, you know, so that's what I know about him. I mean, I just think he's really, kind of cut his throat with the whole, you know, being provocative and then having the kind of stuff in his background that he has. I just, you know, I don't know that I would go provoke people with, you know, stuff like that in my closet.
Okay, I have another couple characters I want to get your opinion of, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
These are other bloggers. First of all, Liberty Chick. What do you make of Liberty Chick?
You know, I haven't looked at her in about a year. And I actually have a lot of documents that has her name on it. And just debating whether or not I should say much, if anything. No, you know, I mean, this is a person who has, you know, done a bunch of back channel writing and organizing about me. That when I took the document she wrote in this court discovery that I got in October, and that the end point on that was contacting the Dallas Office of the Inspector General for the Department of Justice. And and from that, there's been fallout in the form of you know, people I know calling me up saying, "Yeah, I just called. They were asking me about this, that, and the other. What's going on?" And it's all been, you know, focused on who has been harassed and specific tactics employed. And you know, and it's one of those things where she's not directly involved, but I see the writing, and she's up in the middle of it all. So
all right.
I think I'm content to wait and see. I'm not going to engage her. I haven't written very much about her except for quoting things that she's written.
Right. And what do you make of Brooks Bain?
You know, Brooks he's an odd kind of guy. And I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, he's one of those people that thinks a lot about long-range stuff. And I think he gets that, you know, over the long haul, the United States is going to end up restructuring in some fashion just due to climate, energy, and economy. And he's very, very focused. He's an ideologue, and I don't say that in the negative sense of the word. I say that in that he's one of the people who is consistently at the edge of the envelope. You know, he has very strong opinions, and he thinks really hard about things, and is very perceptive. But you know, he's initially I didn't care for him very much the first couple interactions we had. But this is a man of ethics. This is a man who will not lie, even if he could get away with it, and it would benefit him. Because he's really a straight arrow in that regard, and I got to respect that about him. So, you know, we're very, very different in terms of our political opinions, but this is, you know, someone that I've spoken to a couple of times, and you know, an honest broker, an honest broker in dealings. You know, if he doesn't know, he won't tell you that, you know, something that's incorrect. But if he can't tell you, he'll just say, I can't tell you. So, someone I respect.
Did you see your docs that got dropped now?
No. Brooks Bane's docs got dropped?
Yes. And what it exposed, and I've been I had no problems with Brooks. I don't even know the guy. He's got 100,000 followers, and I look up to him like, oh, shit, he must be somebody, and we followed each other, and we DM'd a little bit, and all was good, and all was well, and then, you know, this other stuff started, the political crap, and which I know nothing about. Bottom line is, his docs got dropped about 2 weeks ago, and was tweeted by many, and I retweeted it for purely the fact of when I retweet, it's because a lot of people are blocked by a lot of people, so I retweet so people can see it if they're blocked by it. I'm not out of, hey, and I never comment on the tweet going, oh, check this out. No, it's like, hey, you know, you're probably blocked, so by the way, this is what was tweeted. And amongst his docs, there was a lot of stuff in there I can't personally say, I can't verify it, but in the docs, it spoke a lot of some things that I believe there was, I just don't want to say too much. But there was things in there that certainly changed my opinion. But the bottom line is when I did that, he immediately unfollowed me and then, like, blocked me and shit. I'm like, you know, whatever. But, you know, what you had to say about Brooks is, you know, his position is his outlook is fine, whatever. But as, like, everybody, we all have our skeletons in our closets, per se. So if I was in any position, I certainly wouldn't be speaking of admiration for somebody that I've seen what other people haven't seen, I guess. So I say, if you don't know him well, you know, take a look at his docs. I think Sang kind of tweeted it. It was dropped by somebody else or whatever, but yeah, take a look at that, and then be like, do you really want to say you have a lot of respect for this person? And that's the only reason why I just spoke up. It's not my personal opinion of it, but was hearing you say, you know, the respect you have,
you know,
and all that. But,
you know, I'm not unaware of that, because I spent some time chasing, you know, I thought it was a pseudonym, and I chased his identity, and it was about 3 months ago, and it was because of someone he associated with, and he pretty quickly sorted out that person's not someone he trusted, and then I kind of lost interest. And I know that there's been some stuff dropped, and I think that there are some false positives in there, and I haven't run it down. So the stuff I'm going on is, you know, watching him, watching who he keeps around him, who he gets rid of, and then actually interacting with him directly. And, you know, my only experiences with this guy, you know, it's not over a long time, and it's been, but over a couple different, you know, fairly, you know, people, issues that people would be concerned about if they were at all involved. And, you know, his character's been sterling in the time that I've seen. And you know, I might read that stuff at some point, maybe. But, you know, I have no cause for concern based on what I've seen.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think there's any reason to be concerned, per se. It's more I've just known who somebody is before, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I mean, I was, you know, the whole Brooks situation, yeah, there's more, you know, this Zapham shit and all that, and I saw different sides of people, and the Brooks docs came out, and I was just kind of like, okay. But, yeah, not somebody I would you know, say, oh,
what does he do for a living? Like, what does is he like a programmer or something? What's his?
I have no idea. It's on his doc, actually.
What's his source of income? That's some of these people out there. That's what I really wonder about, and I know lots of people think that. And this guy just kind of, and he's just, he puts a lot of time and effort into his blog, and he's tweeting like nonstop. It's like, my God, how does he have time for anything else?
Are you talking about Rauhauser?
No, I'm talking about Brooks Payne.
Yeah, same deal with Rauhauser.
He had some technology issue, and I forget what, some fairly popular website, and they sold out. Not during the big internet boom, but like the recovery boom, like 2006, 2007, somewhere in there. He told me a little bit about it once. I didn't pay close attention to it. So he has, apparently done well, invested well, and he's on some sort of long-term track in terms of the particular ideology that he holds and the political promotion. And that's my read.
Wow. Excellent. All right, hey, let's go. Before we wrap this up, let's go around the horn here and get people's final thoughts. I'm going to put everybody on mute and bring on everybody for their final word. Hammurabi's Code. Any final parting thoughts or anything you'd like to ask or add before we leave? Unmute yourself.
I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot to say on all this. I think I'm going to call it a night on that note.
Sweet, yeah. All right, man.
Later.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams to you, Vince. I love you, Buttercup.
Butterfly kisses.
Oh, my God. How about Eskimo kisses?
Too. All right, thanks for coming out.
All right.
Shmoop, parting thoughts.
Yeah, I'm ready to do the same, call it a night, but man, it's been interesting hearing Neil and everybody talk, and Jen's still scared and Jen's still gay, and as usual, man, thanks for the show. Shout out to, everybody as usual, but catch you later, man.
All right, Shmoop, thanks a lot, man. As always, it's fun and a pleasure. And look forward to hearing from you again. X you out. Final thoughts before we take off here.
Well, as always, great show. Very, very good night tonight. I always appreciate funniness, and I also appreciate letting people speak and having a dialogue and intelligent questions, not, why are you a faggot and you're a faggot and you're, that's all fun and games, but sometimes I like to listen and let the people talk and display their information. But great night, big ups. I said it. I guess my big ups go to everybody. But the last question I have for Neil, respectively, is do you have any sort of problem with ReaperSec, or are they on your radar, or are they? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, without plowing a lot of time into it, we talked about that, I think, before you came on. And basically, it's what I've been saying, is that 2 years ago there was someone who was definitely a problem for me and who seemed to have a lot of knowledge about people around the Jester. And, having spent some time in the channel, having talked to people, No, I just, what I thought in 2010 is completely off base. And, not as far as I know. I don't think that that this one guy is representative of what the group was about.
Cool.
Okay.
That's
good.
Crypt
Keeper. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. X-U'd out. Appreciate it. Crypt Keeper. Do you have any final thoughts before we sign off?
I really can't think of anything. Thanksgiving week, a lot of traveling going on this week. Everybody stay safe, stay alert.
Do you want to give out your Twitter handle or something, or promote anything?
No. Other than the Reaper Sect, man. Everybody's welcome to stop by and say hey.
That's right. You're Reaper Sect. You're part of Reaper Sect, right?
He is Reaper Sect.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's been an honor and a pleasure. This is your first time calling, I think, right?
Yes, sir. It is.
Yeah, I'm glad you finally did it. So you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
All right, Crypt Keeper. And last but not least, Neil Rahauser, any final thoughts you'd like to share or anything you'd like to promote before we sign off here?
This is good. This is interesting. It's nice to actually get to hear these guys. And, it's fun. It's fun. I had a good time with this.
Cool. I'm glad you stuck it out, and we're such a good sport. And you're welcome back anytime. It's been a pleasure having you on. And that's gonna probably do it here. In fact, that will do it. Thank you again, everybody who called in, even the ladies, Ginger and Asshurt Mac Fags. I appreciate you ladies calling in. Thank you, everybody in the chit-chat room, for getting things going. Anon Sicko was in there. I know that. Melissa 13. Mary Mad as well. Thank you all for tuning in and chit-chatting. If you're listening to this in the archive, thank you for downloading. Please set the word. You can hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/to the bay. Find out when I'm doing my next show and submit topics. I'm out. Late. that song went out to Air Force Anon. Big ups to Air Force Anon for requesting that. Some Nine Inch Nails. That's my favorite Nine Inch Nails song. So there you have it. I didn't get to a lot of the requests. I feel really bad. I might play one more and then get the fuck out. But fantastical show. Every night there's a new surprise guest caller. I'm really baffled by what's been happening lately. Great roundtable discussion as per usual. It was nice to have Neil Rauhauser joining us, along, of course, with Schmoop. And, oh my God, X You Out. Hammurabi's Code, Asshurt, Mac Fags, Ginger Brooks. Is that her last name? Ginger Brooks? I forgot. Aaron Socio. Got a little wrestled by the Wrestle League. So we had a little bit of everything. That was good times. And, yeah, once again, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay, and you will find when I will be doing a show next. And so we're going to leave now with one more song. Another request. This one is going to be for Justice Duck, who goes by _golden_rule_. That's right. Justice Duck. He's on Twitter at _golden_rule_. And he requested Bad Religion. And the song he wants to hear is I Love My Computer. Yeah, I think that's an apropos song because we're all fapping on our pooters right now. If I can find it. How do you spell Bad Religion? There you go. All right, here it is. I Love My Computer for Justice Duck, a.k.a. Golden Rule, right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince of the Bay. Until next time, peace out.
You are you very nice.